Finally, this hour, we're going to hear about a singer who goes by the name Somi. She's been compared to famous jazz vocalists such as Cassandra Wilson and Sarah Vaughan. Somi's latest album is broader than just jazz. Critic Derek Rath has this review.
The great thing about coffee, or in my case, a nice cup of tea, is the first sip, and just for a moment, the accompanying sense of well-being. It's a snugness, a familiarity imparted by ingredients from places of which you likely have no knowledge. And so it is with the new CD from the artist called Somi. It's an apt metaphor, because although she has lived most of her life in Illinois and New York, Somi spent her early childhood with her Ugandan and Rwandan parents in Africa. It is this merger of cultures and experience that shapes her awareness and gives a distinct flavor to her music.
Ain't it beauty how voices from home can relieve the pain?
Somi's style may well span territory mapped out by Sade, Sarah Vaughan, and even perhaps Steely Dan. But there's much more to it than that. For one thing, Somi sings not only in English, but three African languages, and there is, at the core of her music, a top-notch African rhythm section. On Engenjani, which, according to Somi, means the memory of whispered prayer and being haunted by a past lover, she is also joined by the legendary South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Most telling, though, these prodigious musical chops are employed in the service of some savvy songwriting. Her lyrics are intimate and personal, turning on the everyday tribulations of life, things we can all relate to.
They say that silence is golden, but she knows it can be blue. Well, of a story.
This seeming vulnerability is her strength, and her singing exudes both with confidence. This is life closely observed, and the delight is in the details. And she's not afraid to drop the music out to practically nothing to focus on them.
We argued yesterday.
With this CD, Somi unites the familiar with the exotic and reveals the universalities that can be found in individual experience.
Come down and sweep over my bed, sweet saint of the brokenhearted. Come down and sweep over my bed, sweet saint of the brokenhearted.
These intimate ruminations need no larger than life sonic padding. They are a potent brew from the first sip to the last drop.
The album from Somi is called If the Rains Come First. Our reviewer is Derek Rath.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
In the years before her career was cut short, the Mexican-American singer Lassa de Sella sold a million records. Many kinds of people fell in love with her music, and especially her voice. Lassa de Sella died after a two-year battle with cancer at the age of 37. Here's NPR's Vince Pearson.
Singer Lassa de Sella was a highly emotional singer who performed a wild mix of musical styles. Her music was passionate, fantastical, carnivalesque.
Espérame un momento y
Lhasa, as she's known, was born in upstate New York in 1972. She grew up in a bohemian family. Her father was Mexican, her mother was American. They spent much of their time like nomads, traveling between the two countries. In a 1998 interview, Lhasa told NPR's Jackie Leiden that the family lived in a series of school buses and trailers filled with music and books.
My father listened to old Mexican music and old American music too, like oldies. Mm-hmm. And my mother listened to gypsy music, Arab music, South American and Mexican. And we started performing very early for each other. Hmm. So by the time I was 6 years old, I would often be doing shows for my whole family that would go on for hours and hours. And it was kind of our way of entertaining ourselves.
La Virgen se está peinando entre cortina y cortina. Los cabellos son de oro y los peines de plata fina.
In 1997, Lhasa released her first record. La Llorona was a dark, sensual album filled with songs in Spanish about love and loss. Critics said it sounded like Edith Piaf with a Latin twist. Again, Lhasa de Sella.
When I started singing and I got up on stage, a lot of kind of unexpected things started coming out of me. There was a lot of sadness and a lot of rage, and those were the songs that I was attracted to singing, and they were the songs that I felt the most when I was on stage.
Two other records followed. Lhasa sold more than 1 million copies, and she toured the world. On the side, she fulfilled another longtime dream, joining her sisters in their traveling French circus. Here she is in another interview with NPR's Jackie Leiden.
One of my sisters is a contortionist and acrobat, and one of them is a tight wire walker.
The conversation must never get boring in your family.
Never. Boredom is not one of the major problems of my family.
Throughout her career, myth and fantasy were major influences. Lhasa grew up reading fairy tales and incorporating them into her songs, like Floricanto.
Mi corazón sufre y se llena de enojo. Solo una vez se nace.
I wrote that song with my father. And he had shown me Aztec poem. And Aztec poetry is all about this conflict that the heart goes through because of loving life and finding life so beautiful, and yet knowing that we're not immortal.
That's Lhasa de Sella speaking in 1998. Last week, she died of breast cancer at the age of 37. Vince Pearson, NPR News.
The music of trumpeter and composer Wadada Leo Smith ranges from solo recitals to works for chamber orchestra and for various small improvising units. Smith has 3 recent albums, 2 reissues, and a new set of live concert recordings by 2 of his bands. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Smith's music can be highly abstract, but often carries a whiff of the blues.
Trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith from his reissued 1979 album, Spirit Catcher. With his wide leaps between long tones and a sometimes generous use of space, Smith nods occasionally to 20th century European concert music. But he's also one of the modern improvisers most grounded in African-American vernaculars. He's the stepson of Mississippi bluesman Alex Wallace and played for a spell in Little Milton's blues band. Smith's projects are all over the map, but often have this much in common with the blues: the byplay between a strong voice, his horn in this case, and percussive strings. Elsewhere on Spirit Catcher, those strings are 3 concert harps played by the simpatico Emmanuel sisters. Thank you. Wadada Leo Smith abstracts from the blues. There are echoes of Japanese kodos and Gambian choras in those harps. But I can't think of any other music that sounds quite like that. Smith makes it all personal. On his other new reissue on the Nessa label, 1985's Procession of the Great Ancestry, he and vibist Bobby Naughton play in a quartet plus guests. On two numbers, they're joined by Chicago blues guitarist Lewis Myers. Smith puts down his trumpet to sing Who Killed David Walker in the great tradition of mumbling Mississippi bluesmen.
I say who? Who killed David Walker? I say who? Who killed David Walker? I tell you that was a sad old day when they walked him off the face of the earth.
In the 20-some years since then, Wadada Leo Smith has expanded his audience by reviving Electric Miles Davis music with guitarist Henry Kaiser. On half of the new Smith double disc, Spiritual Dimensions, he's surrounded by strings. His band Organic has two basses, a cello, and a gaggle of electric guitarists, including Wilco's Nels Klein. The band can recreate Miles Davis's 70s funk with eerie fidelity, but they also put their own spin on the idiom. That's powerhouse drummer and longtime Smith ally, Faron Akloff. Faron is also on the other half of Wadada Leo Smith's Spiritual Dimensions in his Golden Quintet with Vijay Iyer on piano and John Lindberg on bass. This band can evoke Miles too, but the reggae beat is their own twist. In most of these settings, Leo Smith's trumpet is the calm eye of the storm. The sound is raw but lyrical, full of big gestures but intimate somehow. He's not the most technical player, but he's very expressive. In all that, Smith recalls the late Don Cherry. That trumpeter had a very different sound, but was also a musical nomad at home in all sorts of situations. When it comes to making music with the right ideals, Wadada Leo Smith couldn't be in better company.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air.
Now, the musical revolution has reached way beyond Broadway and the big screen, all the way to the ears of four-year-olds. For that, we can thank Dan Zanes. He's a shaggy, folky superstar for the preschool set, known for his kid-friendly collaborations with big-name guests, from Sheryl Crow to Philip Glass to the Blind Boys of Alabama. And Dan Zanes' latest obsession, as Jeff London reports, is show tunes.
It all started with a call from Paul McCartney's publishing company, which has music by many Broadway composers in its catalog.
Did we want to make a family CD of Broadway music? And I couldn't hear it in my head.
76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand.
But my manager kept saying, you know, just keep thinking, be open-minded, and And I was saying, you know, it's just going to be weird folk music in the end. And everybody said, no, that's fine. That's what we want. You just do your thing.
76 trombones caught the morning sun. 110 cornets right behind.
And Zanes, who plays guitar, banjo, mandolin, and harmonica, has done just that. His new CD, 76 Trombones, features 17 show tunes, all done in Zanes' trademark style.
You know, I like the raggedy sound. I really do. I feel like that's our specialty. I wanted to really try and make Broadway music for the new economy, where it just sounds like it's a little group of people who might not be all that familiar with what Broadway is, but the spirit is high, the musicianship is high, but it's not about perfection, it's all about enthusiasm.
I stuff her shoes with extra socks, run 7 blocks in nothing flat.
Zane says this album is inspired less by big showbiz than by little showbiz.
It's the shows that kids put on in the living room after dinner. It's the shows that people put on in high schools and junior highs. And it's community theater. It's all the shows, large and small, that go on. It's such a huge part of life here in America, for everybody that's here, regardless of where you're from, what's your background. Putting on a show is, it seems to be such an essential part of the human experience.
Together at last, together forever, we're tying a knot they never can sever. I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue. I don't need anything but you.
But Dan Zanes has invited some guest artists from big show biz to perform on the album.
I don't know much about Broadway, but I do know enough to know Carol Channing and Brian Stokes Mitchell and Matthew Broderick. And so the idea of working with those people was instantly exciting and appealing.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louis. It's so nice to be back home where I belong.
Carol Channing, to me, just embodies the spirit of showbiz. And Hello, Dolly, we flipped the lyrics around a little bit so that it was almost a way of celebrating her as well as the song itself.
I feel the room swaying for the band, playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So staying where I'm at, darling, Dolly, you'll never go away again.
Another song from Hello, Dolly got the Dan Zanes treatment with some help from Matthew Broderick.
Look at that crowd up ahead. Listen, hear that grass harmony growing.
Broderick says when the song is sung in the musical, it has a completely different context.
It's about life passing you by and you got to jump in, which doesn't resonate to a four-year-old. So we played it more as just watching a parade, you know, the parades are fun to watch. And maybe 20 years later, a kid who listened to it will say, hey, wait a minute, I think that was about middle age or something.
Sparklers light the sky. I'm going to raise the roof. I'm going to carry on. Give me an old trombone and old baton.
Another song with a completely changed context comes from La Caja Folle, where it was sung by a proud drag queen.
I go crazy for Jerry Herman songs. And the one that particularly kills me on this record is I Am What I Am. For me, it just felt like the perfect campfire song, and that's how we tried to record it, as if the group was really sitting around a campfire late at night.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world, I want to have a little pride in. My world, it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say Hey world, I am what I am.
I always hope with everything we do that people hear these and they want to go make their own music, that it inspires people to go and do the same, that somehow this music is suddenly within arm's reach.
Dan Zane says he's enjoyed recording this album of Broadway songs so much, he and his group are going to put together a live stage show with tap dancing and break dancing to showcase them. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. Guy Raz will be back next weekend. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Have a great week.